Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Franco Luna, Puma Podcast. You're listening to Teka Teka News, Balitang Thinking, Hindi Breaking. In this episode,
at 36% interest per annum, the loan or the credit that you have in the credit card company will double every 2 years.
We'll talk about what you can do in the face of higher credit card fees. Gumagamit ka ba ng credit card? It might be time to lock it away. That's because the Banco Central has raised the cap on credit card interest rates. Starting February, card issuers can now charge 3% a month, up from 2% a month. So basically, if you have a 20,000 peso balance on your credit card, your monthly interest rate will now cost 600. That's not including the late payment fees, ha? Kung kailan naman mahal ang mga bilihin, di ba?
Most often when people borrow money, they don't count the percentage, they just count if I can afford to pay the monthly minimum requirement, without them understanding that the interest that they're paying is really working against them.
That's wealth coach Chinky Tan. He says this is alarming because so many people rely on their credit cards for basic expenses.
Majority of the people, they use the credit card because they don't have cash, so they don't pay the full amount.
In case it hasn't registered, 3% a month adds up to a staggering 36% a year.
With my credit card company, they charge me 3.5% interest per month. So just in case you made a 100,000 purchase and you failed to pay on time, they charge you 3,500 of that. On top of that, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you another perspective, if you're delayed on your payment, they have another surcharge of 600 to 800 pesos fixed surcharge. Third, you are required to pay a minimum amount so that you can keep your account active.
Unfortunately, we now have one of the highest credit card rates in the region by far. In Thailand, the cap is now 18% per annum. In Malaysia, local banks charge between 15 to 18%, and it's up to 26.9% for some banks in Singapore. Remember as well that credit card rates are compounded, meaning the interest you owe is added to your balance, and that's what they use to calculate next month's minimum payment.
Ay, grabe. Alam mo, I've counseled a lot of cases as a wealth coach, and I pity those people who fall into these traps. Initially, they just buy a few purchases, and then all of a sudden, they develop that lifestyle. Again, a feeling nila na they're able to pay the minimum until such time na hindi na nila alam na binabayaran lang nila on a monthly basis is the interest. Tapos talagang ang laki talaga. So majority of the payment goes off for the interest.
Before you ask, unpaid credit card bills are treated as a civil matter, which means you can't get jailed for running away from a bill. But your bank can and will add you to a blacklist that's shared with other financial institutions, which then affects your ability to take out any kind of loan in the future. Let's say your outstanding balance has ballooned to an amount you can't possibly repay. Can you negotiate a longer payment scheme or offer to pay only a portion of it?
They will only give you a discount if you are already probably having a hard time paying your credit card payments, just like when it's transferred already to what we call as collection agency and you have been defaulting your payment. Some credit card collection companies agrees to an amenable discount if you can pay in full, because for them, they treat it as dead money or bad debt already. For them, their philosophy is, I would rather collect something rather than collect nothing. So they will agree to that. But in terms of if you are a regular user of credit card and asking for discount, I think that will be kind of challenging.
We're pausing for a quick break now. When we return, what else can people do to avoid getting buried in debt?
To me, it's a bit ill-timed to bring it up now, no? If I were to expect an adjustment, that would probably be better towards the end of the year. Pinapakita pa lang nung economy natin na we're going to grow. Biniburden mo na ako as a consumer, di ba?
That's market analyst Jonas Revelas. He's managing director at eManagement for Business and Marketing Services. The BSP said raising the cap was meant to allow banks to strengthen their cybersecurity and IT systems and cover their higher overhead costs. Remember that the BSP itself has been raising benchmark interest rates all throughout last year in a bid to fight inflation. This is how it trickles down to consumers, through interest rates. So expect housing and car loans to follow suit soon. But Jonas says they could have waited till people got back on their feet.
A lot of people have suffered financially. And given the last second half of 2022, we also got affected by inflation, no? And it continues to exist today.
So Jonas says there's no way around it. Bawas swipe muna talaga if you can't pay off your balance in full. Again, interest rates could go as high as 36% per annum beginning next month. Except, many people lack financial discipline.
What is money to you, diba? For those who are daily earners, money to them is to pay bills. Those that are Gen Z and are in the middle class, that they're slowly getting the vibe of working for themselves, they're able to realize their dreams. They want to travel. They want designer bags, shoes. That's why, from a consumer perspective, dapat you play defensive, di ba? So, kailangan very conservative. Kaya you might want to start really creating a financial discipline, meaning you use your credit cards for big ticket items. Those that you can pay in cash, pay in cash.
Because of revenge spending, our GDP came in at 7.6% for 2022. That's the highest in all of ASEAN. You see it everywhere. The restaurants are full, the roads are packed. After 2 years of being away from our loved ones, Filipinos aren't holding back anymore. But both Chinky and Jonas says we'll have to change habits in light of the new interest rates.
Again, when you talk about behavior, majority of the people who uses a credit card, it's because, again, they want it for convenience, but sometimes they tend to abuse the use of credit card kasi feeling nila na it's free money. Feeling nila na walang perang dumadaan sa palad nila. Kaya pagka-swipe ng 12 months, zero interest, swipe, walang aray. Pagdating ng billing statement, aray. Nare-realize mo na lang talaga. Imagine mo, 3 years mong babayaran ang cellphone na outdated na after 3 years at mag-a-upgrade ka na on the second year. Number one, bawasan ang mga gastusin na hindi naman kailangan. Unnecessary expenses that you don't need. You can cut it down as of this moment. And then number two is increase your income. You have to find multiple sources of income because that's an easy way for you to fight inflation, the increase of credit card charges, or any type of charges.
Jonas's advice, just use your credit card for business or investments.
You need to have smart choices. At the same time, you need to realize two important Filipino terms, sulit o harang. So every time you try to make a decision to buy goods and services, ask yourself, sulit ba ito o harang? If you're entrepreneurial, using your credit card as part of your purchasing of supplies and paying it back monthly, that's okay. But if you're, let's say, you have a family and you're trying to live your life, then you have to be able to really cut on your expenditure. Kung ano yung dapat mong gastusin, yun lang.
I always tell people, again, credit card is not free money. You make sure once you use the credit card, you have money to pay at the end of the month. If you don't have that money, I discourage you from using a credit card.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Franco Luna. This episode was edited by Carl Sayat and produced by Kat Ventura. If you like this episode, share it with a friend or two. And of course, don't forget to follow Teka Teka News and Puma Podcast wherever you listen. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.